22nd of March 1958. Did not go out shopping, but helped Grandad pack car for tomorrow. Jane got new jeans and pullover. Mummy said I could not get my hamster today, which made me very sad. Went to pictures and saw Witness for the Prosecution and Gun Duel in Durando. Could not watch 6-5 special. Nana and Grandad went to say goodbye to Mr. and Mrs. Ellis at Arnus Grove. 23rd of March 1958. Nana and Grandad moved and gave Jane and I 10 shillings each. We went out roller skating. Sandra H. came round with her neighbour's poodle. Got electric shock from lamp in my bedroom because the hamster nibbled the wire. Daddy said I might go down to the caravan for a week with him on Saturday next. 15th of March 1959. Cleaned out animals' living quarters. Jane, Dad and I went for cycle ride to Cuffley. Had races which were terrible. Went up a hill as though it looked like a right angle. Sent up for a pen friend in Savar magazine. 21st of March 1959. Jane did Bendix. She found her guinea pig with the light brown bottom dead. In the afternoon, Jane, Joan and I went for a 17-mile cycle ride. We went up Cooper's Lane Road, then turned right for the start of our ride. Mum and Dad went to St Albans. 22nd of March 1959. Cleaned out Hutch. I went for a cycle ride with Joan to Bridgefoot and then up Wash Lane. Rained all the time. Mum and Dad went to the christening of Timothy Allen. They bought him a dictionary. They came home at 9 p.m. Jane stayed at home. 15th of March 1960. Jane, Hilary and I went to the main school a longer and different way round. Mr. Allen and Miss Neal saw us. I cooked cheese and parsley on toast for Hilary. Mum and Dad went to see the teachers. They all said something good about me. 16th of March 1960. Had a letter from my pen friend's sister asking if Mireille could come and stay with me this summer and then I could stay with them next year. Had a quarrel with Carol. Jane would not let me read her Girl. 5th of March 1961. Very hot day. Dad went for cycle ride. Cleaned out Omo. At 2:15 we all went to the Tate Gallery. Saw an exhibition of Toulouse-Lautrec. Our poor feet. Arrived home at 7 o'clock. Went to bed at 10:15. 10th of March 1961, last day at home. Man came to inspect our water heater. Did more of my folder. Mum came home very tired after 3 days of Her Majesty's inspectors. But they gave a very good report to De Bowen. Jane went to a Young Liberal meeting. Fairly nice day. Went to bed at 10:30. 18th of March 1961. Got a new blazer. Sunny in early morning, but it soon got windy and rained. Did some homework. Jane gave me her very old black shoes to wear to school. Dad had a bath. In Eurovision Song Contest, Luxembourg came first and we came second. 2nd of March 1962. Snowed on and off all day, but none settled. Again, I did not dance once in Square Dance Club. I did quite a few things in the evening. I started off by doing my chemistry and English homework before tea, and did a bit of biology after tea. Daddy went off to do the washing, and when he came back, we watched TV. I also sewed all the bottoms on Mum's overall. 3rd of March 1962. Started my new job at Mint Smith. Margaret, the manager, and David are very nice people. They let me serve on my first day, and it is a nuisance not knowing the price of anything. Both Jane and Hilary came in to see how I was getting on. During the day, Daddy left to go to a dinner down south and to sleep the night. Was very tired when I got home. 4th of March 1962. I was absolutely frozen when I woke up this morning. I quickly dressed, then sat by the fire and did my homework in the fireplace. Just before dinner, I made some sausage rolls. During the afternoon, I did my physics homework. Daddy and Uncle Wally arrived home just as Pick of the Pops was finishing. As we were all very tired, we went to bed at about 9:30.